Well, I'm just sick and tired of being lied to and misled by the major two-party system. I mean, the Democrats and the Republicans have promised us everything but haven't given us anything. The two-party system is broken. They've lost touch with the people. And we need somebody in there who's actually going to do what they say they're going to do.
What are some of the key issues that you're seeing this frustration with in our state?
Well, a lot of it is mental health. They keep, and I don't like using this phrase, but it fits the whole scenario with it. I mean, they keep treating the mental health issue like a redheaded stepchild, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, and I want to bring it into our health insurance and put a plan together with it. Our major two issues are in Michigan right now. We have health insurance is out of control. Auto insurance is out of control. And my plan alone with the restructuring of our entire tax system, lowering health insurance 50% and lowering auto insurance between 47 and 70% in the state, like I said, with the complete tax restructuring, will save an average family of four between $6,000 and $12,000 annually.
What are some of the key points of that plan? How would you execute that?
Well, they misled the people of Michigan with our tax system. They tell us that we have a budget of $54.6 billion is what their plan is. What they don't tell the people is the entire state with all the taxes combined, they collect over $131.7 billion. And yes, some of that goes for bonds, for roads and stuff like that. And I mean, we have major infrastructure issues going on. And like I said, when they make something mandatory like health insurance and auto insurance, it needs to be kept affordable. What they don't understand is with auto insurance, we carry a major health insurance program with our auto insurance as well. But they don't want to, they keep wanting to penalize the people who don't carry enough auto insurance and even our health insurance, excuse me. And we carry a major insurance policy on our cars.
If you were elected in as the governor, you're running as an independent. Of course, you're going up against kind of the two major parties. How would you build the coalitions as governor to get these things done in the legislature?
Well, here's the thing. First off, the two major parties are going to fight left and right to keep me out of completing anything. And if I can't convince them to do what's best for the people of Michigan, we'll circumvent the two parties. We'll go and call a special ballot and we'll talk directly to the people on these issues and get things passed. Once that happens, the two parties are going to have to take notice that the people of Michigan aren't happy with them. Mm-hmm. And they need to start listening to the people of Michigan. I have a common mantra that I like to say, you know, if you want a voice, you have a choice. And the whole thing is, the people need change. We need somebody who's actually going to pay attention to what they're saying and asking about. And that is who I am.
We're talking with Todd Schlager. He's running for governor in the state of Michigan as an independent. Tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from? What did you do? What have you done? What do you do?
Well, originally, I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in Flint. Mm-hmm. Flint is the final straw that pushed me over into running. I've never been a registered Democrat or a registered Republican. I've always been an independent. There's no way you could get me to run under either party because, you know, I've been in the transportation field for 35 years, so I know how our roads are. Mm-hmm. And that was what really got my attention into politics is seeing how I was in the transportation industry. Mm-hmm. Michigan is one of those states that we have one of the highest gas taxes here in Michigan out of the nation, but our state government doesn't spend the money like any other state for our roads. Almost every other state besides Michigan spends 70 to 80% of their gas tax money. We spend 26.28%.
It sounds to me like what you're talking about a lot in one of the key platforms in your campaign is, or planks in your platform, is that you want to get some tax restructuring done in the state. What are some of the high points of that? What are the main points that you would like to have accomplished?
Well, everything that we've put together in my committee and my running mate is benefits 80% of the people in Michigan. One of those main goals is to actually eliminate our property tax on our primary residence, okay? And a lot of people have this issue saying, well, if we eliminate that property tax, how do we pay for our schools? And again, the main thing that's being missed is when I say we're talking about totally restructuring the tax system here for Michigan, mm-hmm. I mean, we've set it up like for state income tax. They were talking about lowering income tax here in Michigan, but then they said, well, there's a $9 billion hole. Okay, so we've set it up. So just to give you a brief idea where we're going with the restructuring. State income tax here in Michigan. If you make $150,000 or less, your state income tax will go down to 2.5%.
Okay.
If you make between $150,000 and the proverbial penny up to $350,000, it'll stay where it's at right now, 4.25%. You make over $350,000, you're going to pay 6%. It's a fair tax, and it's set up. You know, I'm not one of these people who want to sit there and preach, you know, income inequality and stuff like that, because I'll never knock a man or a woman for making money.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're making it at the benefit of the middle class, that's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the middle class helped build this nation of ours.
When we look at various other issues on your campaign, how can folks find out more about some of your stances, some of your ideas, and find out where you're going to be out on the campaign trail?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.schlegerforgovernor2018.com. That's SCHLEIGERFOR, governor2018.com. I have a breakdown on a lot of issues that are right on the website. You can contact me directly, and I'll answer your questions directly, you know, right through the contact page.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to wake up and take care of Michigan like it should be taken care of. I thank you for your time.
That is Todd Schlegger. He is running for governor in Michigan. Again, SchlegerForGovernor2018.com. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have some highlights at our website at sunny.fm coming up a little bit later. It's all about keeping you connected to the community on the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike on your station of the year, Sunny FM.